had been in the middle of the story where Eliyahu had himself sold as a slave, and in that way he saved that pauper and his family, he gave them the money, and now that officer takes Eliyahu before the king. And the king wanted to build a big castle outside the city. He had bought many servants to come help carry the stones and cut down the trees and take care of everything they needed to build the palace. And the king asked Eliyahu, what do you do? Eliyahu said, I'm a builder. I can build the greatest things you want. So the king was very happy. He said, I want you to build me a big palace outside the city. This is the shape I want. These are the blueprints. This is what I want. So Eliyahu says, fine, let it be so. So the king says, I want you to do it in 6 months. And if you could get that building built in 6 months, I'll set you free. I'll do kindness with you. So Eliyahu says, okay, tell your servants to prepare all the materials I need. And the king has it all prepared. And Eliyahu davens to Hashem. And he asks Hashem, let that palace be built. And his prayer was accepted. And in a short time, the palace was built. And the king comes the next morning. And there's a whole palace there. Eliyahu walks off. The king goes and sees the palace, and he's very happy. And he looks, where's that servant? Where's that new servant I bought? And the servant is nowhere to be found. So the king thinks, oh, God sent me an angel to build my palace. Eliyahu walks off, and he meets with the man who sold him. And the man says, what'd you do? The man's nervous. He got good money for having sold Eliyahu to the officer. Now he's worried. He meets up with Eliyahu, and now if Eliyahu is walking like a free man, maybe that noble is going to come back and take back all the money. So Eliyahu calms him down. He says, I did what he asked me to do. Don't worry. I worked for him, and I did. I built the palace. I gave him more than 1,000 times what he paid for me. Don't worry. He got what he wanted. And the king blessed him, and he says, you gave me life. And Eliyahu says, don't give me thanks. Give thanks to the Creator who did kindness. He's the one that did with you this kindness. So that's the story with Eliyahu and the pauper. The story goes that there was once a student. A student said, I once went to Babylon, and I had a little bit of money. Money that I had worked very hard to make that money. And it was a Friday afternoon, and I came to the city. And I looked for a place to put away my money. I had the little amount that I had saved up. And I came into shul, and I saw a person standing there Friday afternoon, standing so piously praying, wrapped in his prayer shawl and his talis, donning his phylacteries, he's wearing his tefillin. And I said, I'll never find a man as trustworthy as this one, standing here Friday afternoon in prayer. And so I waited for him to conclude his prayer. I greeted him with peace, and I said, Master, I'm a guest in the town. I have a little bit of money. Perhaps I could leave it for safekeeping by you. I trust you. And he takes my wallet, and he takes it home, and I come to him on Sunday, and I say, thank you for watching. Now do me kindness. Give me back my wallet. I would like to leave. And the man looked at me and said, who are you? I never met you in my life. And I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me a penny, let alone a lot of money. And when I heard this, the student said, I thought I would drop dead. And I was totally embittered. And I was ready to give up on life. What can I do? I was ready to give up on my money. And I went and I wept and I said, what can I do? No one knows me. There were no witnesses. How will I live? And all day and all night, I was worried. I went early the next morning, and I begged him and I pleaded. And the guy said, I don't know you. I don't have any of your money. So I went back to the shul the second night, and I said, Master of the world, I didn't trust him. I trusted you. Your name is engraved in his tefillin. Save me. And I wept that night, and I fell asleep weeping, and we'll pick up here next time.
This is Sefer Maaseiah from who wrote?